This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We did tell you earlier on that we do have a knowledge hub with Mr. Maqhi. He is in studio this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Gentlemen, good morning. Good morning to our listeners. It's a new day. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming through. Siyazi ukuthi students are still on recess. Encane nje just for them. Ukuthi, I think I would call it a study recess, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No,
it's brief.
Definitely.
If you are going home, I don't know what you're going home for.
Because most of we are
you should be studying right now. And it's difficult to study at home, I believe.
Yes. You can't. Yeah. Listen, I would mina ngisafunda ne. I would take inxazam all my textbook ngithi ngiyekhaya package impela let's say around June ngiyofunda but mangifika I'd be like ngizoyibamba kusasa till I come back because there's always that something kumele siyehlathini ekhaya afuneka sithuthe inkuni kumele senze ukuthi kumfana kumele siye ngathi there's quite a lot so kuma kuyi recess ngempela uyaphazamiseka but Mr. Maqhi, what do you have for us this morning?
Yes, I think, yeah, I mean, our conversation this morning also links up with that. I mean, the way we were brought up, because, I mean, as we say, Heritage Month, we're talking culture. So, I mean, the behavior to eventually we become conditioned. So, if it's a Monday, this is what we do. If it's a Tuesday, if we're at school, this is what we do. I mean, if we're at home, this is what we do. So, in general, my behaviors. So, I was interested to just find out recently about Utsepo Matlo. So he is a life coach. He also is a writer. It is a book he wrote, the Freedom in Pursuit of Liberty. So he looks at that to the way we behave, right, is we repeat the same things that we were brought up when we were young.
Okay.
So we operate on autopilot, so to speak. Now that links with the culture because I mean the culture has a huge influence in terms of what we do. Schooling as well, I mean, it does. I mean, especially in primary school, if you are lucky to fund a crash, also now it does shape who you are. And then your neighborhood, the socialization. So, when it's in those ends out, just because you come from that place.
Yeah.
So, and if you want to later on, so as human beings, you know, so we tend to, you know, pick up easy, you know, our habits, and it becomes difficult to throw them away. Now, Umatlo speaks about the bridge. So, I mean, for me, it was very interesting. Wherever we are, it's not really home. It's just a bridge. I mean, if you imagine the IDA bridge, the bridge would do in a, I mean, get like, all those cross Umgeni Road, Mangazangala. Well, maybe, also Umgeni Road, Umgeni Mfula. So, a huge bridge, the Panuspagate. Then also, there's another one, Lela Lemlas. I mean, a huge lady, taking with April 22, Legal Labanay King, a song, a song I was with them 17, you get calling, you go just because the bridge been a king. So, in the emotive collapse, if Zingamazo, the same bridge, Linga collapse. Got a mile, Lula, nothing happens. MUT, same story as well. MUT bridge. So, if you are here, like you guys want to talk about it, I would say, if you think home, it's not. Because you need to come back here next week to rest. But if also you think MUT is home, it's not home because you want to out of here. So everywhere or corner is just a bridge for you to move on to the next space, to move on to the next space. But the culture always makes us remember that place called home. So if we stay there, which is a good thing sometimes. Sometimes it makes us get stuck. So I'm just going to relate my own. I mean, I'm just approaching this now from my own angles. There are things also that I feel which I always struggle because, I mean, they come from my past. As much as I accept what is it is a bridge, but, you know, you always feel stuck. I mean, one is just to group them by my topics is a matter of tradition, especially around food. Ekhaya awuvumeleki ukudlumile. So if kuthwa kuyosiwa noma kwenziwani fa kudliwe kumiwe engiba nenkinga lapha because uma usemawuthi kuyagcojozwa kwenziwa noma uzo mangazi umuntu stuck up but because there's this thing that say uma uzothini mangibona ngidlaya nje kuyona le. So which makes it difficult as well, I mean for me ukuthi ngidli take away because the take away especially these days take away kudliwa kumile yabo. So mawuthi ubuka abantu abadlala egetini basuke bedla bemile. So again, So you need to make that decision consciously to say, do I keep this or not? I mean, I'm just saying to me, that's just one of my struggles. The other one, gentlemen, is around him. Ekhaya masa liwe min. This thing is liwe min.
Okay.
If I'm a sozo by supper, I'm sorry, guys. Kind of know, it's just that I expected the other one, the more traditional one. So I mean, for a lot of us, basically, how we relate to food, it comes from where we come from. I mean, so you can't really, in other cultures, it's a sign of Uti. They appreciate the food. You know? So, we have to be...
That's a very weird way of accepting which you appreciate the food. Yeah.
But it's their culture, I guess.
Yes.
It's called a culture, Dan.
I'm Asians. You're Chinese, you're Indians. Go on and a sign of appreciation. But loudly as well.
No way.
So you try it. If you appreciate us,
I'm no. Food. Right. I know.
So, this is the one. It's tradition around food. Right? Then the other one is, a lot of us, again, you'll see with a lot of my experiences come from what's the umutuban influence in the home is mother. So, around cleanliness. So, what's the more cleaner? Kalam also clean a kitchen, must clean the bathroom. So, Kalaka said, a bathroom and a toilet. So, Gishunga Hamba, I put most pum kitchen, got a make sure it's a zik is it is selling a young is in our shwang. The toilet is the cleaning over. It possibly is always a good one. If Kwanzaa fig visitor. So, I was able to get a little bit of a then any also related to ukulina agese makaya bayi kizi lela ile utike mga tu chanele psugu utota ula temnyangu so lo utoti jelo uya ushanele ushanele ukoto ubege lapa so ngoba asugu kisi tu asi kisi zibi emnyangu in case kufika babi beyi tata beyi ukangangazo ukusi bakone no mabeko gini zanada story kota genje si so the point is sometimes kuba izi nana uti uze utati nduange manzi usule. So especially most of the matters, so just to go be clean. And very interesting as well. So culturally, isn't that see lah? So if in Andorra, if Katuna so is lava nembobo, then ungalenzi into angum, which means you are reusing it. Noma ungalshisa ma uguti usualshisa ngampela. Oh, noma ngazamu usutunga, noma ngalipomonyo muntu. So the law my habits see seba stuck in I always joke with it. Sometimes if I think it's 17 people. So in Gatlin says about two give a like just because it's a habit. You can always reuse something.
Wow.
So which has to do with the cleanliness. So in this time of climate change, some of those things can really be useful because we are a generation that buys things and throw them away. We buy things and throw them away. A lot of our cultural beliefs have to do with the cleanliness. Again, talking about our cultures, gentlemen, is that, we know in religion, cleanliness is very important. Before you, there are... people who are Muslim, they will before they go to mosque, they need to clean up. So as a practice, even they must pray 5 times a day. Then 5 times a day, you wipe your face, you wipe your hands. What you do, you also wipe your feet. Very important. So I'm hoping always also. Listening to politicians, there's something that especially politicians because they like to have space, public space to where best shelter is peeling and dry.
Yes.
So. If Singapore places more emphasis on those things, of course, taking into account these beliefs that we have as well of respecting imoya esingayazi. So this is number two. Number three is has to do with behavior. So the expectation is milo. So that you need to be respectful, that you need to show respect. Now, it is a footing factor, especially these days. I mean, we go to Kwamnyandu, we go to Mega City. So something that was a squeeze, even like Embassy, in Le Utaban Mabel too, Namule Power Squabo.
Hey,
I always struggle with this because I mean, Gumin and Gang Babu World too, Nenzel was a Bashanga, and so about the Bonabeco away, I learned to live with Mule Bashanga, and so I mean, I'm still stuck, you learn to live with the Ovumegil Namulabanu Paras. So sometimes Uzumekalin, when as Mandu, you are being too cautious or something, what it makes, So, and interestingly as well, it's in Pelicins, so Gumayama culture is one of the something that they have to learn from us. No, actually, it's in us. So it becomes a conversation if course, you have people abanga who are not really cultured in the same way that, you know, we are brought up. Any culturally as well, ebanama variations, ile privacy, because humbles umuntu indaba zakhe. So, not necessarily something similar to the fact to so you pretend as if I was born in the normal to where
born
because it is none of your business. Any that I struggle with as well in terms of I think maybe this comes from the primary school where I went to where the Palaba Kuluma. So lay about memes. I think it be common around the COVID because actually during COVID things was called my mask. So I always notice my book figure go cashier or something seeing dinner I was about this a lot of things. So people need to do that during COVID. During COVID, the Okomo to be Kuluma MMS go within foot airborne and so my cameras are back at the I'm finding that a lot of people now just talk as if a common to buy lalele in the bazaar.
Compared to seven, the library, which makes it worse than Zwane.
For a very long time, even my phone was not for me. It's more recent. This is, the phone is not for me. Thanks for the reminder, and Kotli was maybe.
Exactly. Probably because of
that. It's a habit.
Yes, unconscious. Then number four always puts me in trouble. I mean, number four is culturally this public display of affection. So, that's when you always get into trouble because you must always explain yourself. Why are we not holding hands? Why are we not kissing? I mean, it comes from challenge is that so again Tina, we grew up when I was in school in primary school old teacher ebabe thwala maduke emakhanda so nje uma uzwali do so lento ukuthika manje if we birthday yomuntu then fake bakhona hair style or ini this. We don't pay attention to those things, because you always assume what I know. The hair is unimportant, then expectation again is for you to show affection is that you pay attention to such small things. It can get difficult. It can get tricky. So I think probably again if taking a diagramatlo, I would say it's a bridge for me. That's a bridge that I'm still trying to learn to cross. And the last one also, when we think of culture, is we think of our tropes, our symbols. So the things that people say, wow. So in different cultures. Now, for me, two things that I thought of again isn't affects our personally. One is about summer glasses. So because I wear my reading glasses, right? So now, for a very long time, also I was against. I took time and I find that we, often a lot of students. I mean, last week at some point, again in Kumbuza. So I mean, somebody obagmele a sound the screen in. Luckily, screen some message. You can increase, but gives me so why are you not wearing? I'm like, hey, book. So there's always that. If you are wearing glasses, people see you in a particular way, like you're too smart, you're shama, if you're, so people attach, you know?
Some would call you a nerd.
So even a nerd as well, yeah. So gamanza as a class in fana come away, so you must now pretend that, you know, so it's that. And then also if you are wearing a specs as well, if you're like she's so aban was ha, so gamanza, so you're able to eat. So it's, we attach, you know, such small things. And then the other one as well, into a symbol that people always, by link and open a mad, well, maybe Nam Gianjan. So is a leather. So if a leather jacket, huh? You know?
Okay.
So if a motto to a leather seat, huh? So if it was off a leather, then all if a motto petty leather bag, huh? So maybe lento maybe ilwane nenkomo always pass the leather in across, I mean across different cultures it is a big deal.
Wow.
So ngoba kumele ibe ilele yangempela kumele ikwazi ukustand whatever issues yakwazi ukushitsha. So I mean it's just a light conversation on reflecting about the culture and also emphasizing put that way ukuthi e-culture is about unwritten rules. So maybe one day I'm hoping, I keep saying this as a challenge, we need a chap every time. But maybe this will trigger somebody to write a book, you know? Because I mean, I always get bored when watching my soapies, when listening to my stories on radio, when reading any books. I don't see characters who, you know, who share my background. You know? So somebody who I hardly see any character on soapies on TV, for example, also a leather jacket. I mean, because they don't take, so I mean, how I see things, but it's not how they see them. So we take an attitude, perhaps the more we have these conversations and the more we inspire people to put pen to paper, to write. Now, maybe when we might have a book.
Maybe you are that person, Mr. Mark.
Oh, put him very maybe it's him. Or maybe it's you put that. But I'm saying, yes, you are correct. Maybe it's all of us, you know, to start, you know, taking that thing. Because I mean, sometimes we can just write the same book. In my chapters are 12. So your contribution, my contribution, my, so that eventually we have something that is sitting meaningful.
Definitely. Wow. Beautiful. It's Heritage Month and we're speaking all things culture with Mr. Marco this morning. Enlightening us about a lot of things. Yeah. Is into, that one, public affectionate. And Ziningi, quite honestly, is into speaking as when I would say, yeah, no, I wouldn't do this because recently got a school, what's this called? The High Court, is it High Court or Constitutional Court? They pass it the law. Or what if
you Con Court,
Constitutional
I believe.
Court, yeah. Minister started Isbong or Sagama Court. A lot of people had a lot to say about that as well. So it's within our culture and Jukutes Nizinto, Assisins. And you are correct, Mauti. I palonga anyway. It's not written. It's not taken. That's not like, ama amendment, ama laws, until act number span bad. No, it's just culture. It's within us. Ipilakina and Jukutes Zin. This is a little gyo on us. It's like that. We must embrace our culture, man. Swaya gama bad habits la.
Yeah. How public affection.
It's not a bad habit.
No, I. It's a bad one. I'm not comfortable with that. So for me, it's not going to work.
No.
And we should respect also about Abadala because in public, kukhona like everyone is there. They don't care. I think it goes back to how you were raised.
You can't do anything.
We can't hold hands. No.
My man, we're at the same time.
No, but thank you so much, Mr. Mark. We really appreciate your time. No, was fundi sanjikabans about everything. It goes to say, we're not only focusing on academic stuff, but also even isn't that relates to our heritage, our culture. Really appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.
MUT Radio for Kubangena Breakfast Show. It's the only way.